The Wyoming legislature is considering a few bills that would change the way the Department of Education is run. This week, the Senate Education Committee voted to have a governor-appointed director to oversee education issues in the state and redefine duties of the state superintendent. Alternately, the House has plans for the State Board of Education, which will consider removing the superintendent as a voting member of the Board of Education. The board would become a state agency and would be in charge of education accountability. Ron Michaeli is the chairman-elect for the State Board of Education, and he has some reservations about these proposed changes.
Currently, we have no staff. We depend on the Wyoming Department of Education to provide us the opportunities of data collection and the opportunity to give us information that would allow us to make policy. So this is a major shift in the direction of the Department of Education or of the State Board of Education, and obviously, that kind of change is going to cause some angst among the board. As you probably know, there has been mention of shifting some employees from the department to the state board. But at this point, I'm just real unclear how that's all going to happen. So we're kind of just watching with bated breath what the legislature is going to do.
Sure. You'd mentioned that staffing was an issue. Do you expect other challenges that these changes might create?
Well, I do. As you know, the legislature has been very aggressive in some of their timelines and the information that they have wanted in terms of accountability. I mean, we all want accountability in our schools and understand that, but we also have to make sure that the goals that we're looking towards are achievable, and that the time frame that's allowed to get to those goals is sufficient to give us the data that we want. Frankly, much of the policy in regards to accountability across the country is kind of a shifting target. And what used to be months ago, what was considered valid targets for accountability are shifting, and other states are finding that maybe they weren't such a great idea after all. And I'll just use an example of that. We have asked our local school districts to do more and more testing, and with the idea that testing of our students achieves some measure of accountability. The more and more data that's being collected, the more there is concern that maybe testing, while it is an important part, isn't singularly maybe the most important. And we're just kind of feeling our way in this accountability thing. And I think the legislature's in the same boat. So as the legislature puts demands and timetables on the state board, I'm concerned that, first, number one, that we can achieve those time frames and that we can achieve those goals. And number two, that we're even going in the right direction. So it's quite fluid and it's quite theoretical, and everybody's kind of learning on the job training. Unfortunately, in all that on the job training and all that on the job processes, the school districts at the local level are being asked and tugged and pulled in different directions, and they're saying, "What the heck's going on? You know, just tell us what you want from us and we'll do it." So it's a very fluid situation right now.
Now, has the legislature put you in conflict with the state superintendent now that they've removed that position from the board?
I can't represent what the legislature is or isn't trying to do, but I can tell you that there is a triangulation going on, inadvertently or purposely, between the legislature and the superintendent and the board, and my goal is to try to renew some trust and some communication between those three entities, and so that everybody wants the same thing. We all want what's best for the kids, and we want to make sure that our dollars are being used wisely and we have good quality education. But unfortunately, I think in the past few years or a few months, I don't know that we've been at odds so much as that we've kind of been caught in a crossfire. And I really want to try as a board to break that down, and everybody, kind of what the governor said yesterday in the State of the State, we need to we need to bury the hatchet and move forward and try to all work together. I hope we can do that.
There will be a few proposals before the legislature this session. What bills do you think will help education take that next step in Wyoming moving forward?
Well, it's way too early to start picking out bills. In fact, a number of bills haven't been filed yet, so I don't want to get into specifics, you know, really the second day of the session. So we'll just watch them and monitor them and see what comes out. Again, I learned early on that you never want to predict what the legislature is going to do, and we're at a point now where we're just in a monitoring stage, and we'll just have to watch and wait and see.
Anything else that we should know about your upcoming chairmanship?
Well, you know, this is a hard pull, and the board historically has not been as visible. I think the majority of the people in the state of Wyoming didn't even know we had a state board of education. And suddenly the state board has been thrust into the spotlight. And so, you know, we're just all going to have to work our way through this. And hopefully we can be an asset in the education community. I think it's really important that through all this, the people at the local level, voice is heard, and that we don't forget that the real education is being done on the ground, and we, as much as possible, we need to stay out of the way of the local educators and let them do their thing. At the same time, recognizing that with increased state dollars comes increased desire for accountability. So it's a balance, and we're going to try to find that balance.
Mr. Michael, I thanks so much for talking with me today.
All right. It's my privilege. Thank you for your call.
Ron Michaeli is the chairman-elect for the State Board of Education.